Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking. We're here each morning, Monday through Friday, on this great radio station, bringing you another old-time, old-fashioned gospel message we call the old Trailblazer broadcast. Yes, Pastor Shelton, the old Trailblazer, the original Trailblazer, started this broadcast back there many years ago up in the hills of North Louisiana, riding old Dan out each morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. So we here, we picked up the reins of old Dan, and we're going out by the ether waves, bringing you God's message, my friend. We've been bringing you studies, as you know, many of you listening, on the grace of God. That's our subject, the grace of God. And that's our general theme, and we're speaking now under the theme, the sinner coming to the throne of God's grace. We got started there yesterday, or in our last study. We didn't get very far. No, we saw how the old sinner, God had opened his heart and brought him to see himself, and now we see him going down the road, as it were, to the throne of God's grace. He realizes that he's guilty, realizes he's not worthy to be even thought of at the throne of God's grace. And now he's seeking a pardon, seeking to be set free like a condemned criminal there on death row. He knows that he's guilty. He knows that he's vile. He knows that he's unclean. And listen, he's going there now for that cleansing. His cry is, Lord, wash me. Wash me, Lord, in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I shall be whiter than snow. We love to sing that song here at our choir, Whiter Than the Snow. Oh, we sing it all the time. He realizes the guilt and burden of sin is more than he can bear. Can you bear your own sin, my friend? I'm sure you can't. He's going out there to be justified by the highest court of heaven. That's right. He realizes he's a son of Satan, a captive of hell, and going there to the throne for deliverance. Do you know what salvation is? Deliverance. He realizes the old sinner, that's who we're speaking of, the awakened sinner, one who's bowed down under the weight and guilt of sin. He realizes that he's an old outcast, just a contemptible outcast, going out there to be adopted into the family of God. Now, my friend, how can we not shout, praise the Lord? How can we not shout, thank you, Lord, for saving such an old contemptible outcast as you do? One here and one there. Listen, sinner, by the time you get to the throne of God's grace, you find yourself an outcast. Yes, in your own heart, you are outcast from the religious world. You know it. Brother, they've kicked you out of the church and out of the religious circle. You're an outcast from your friends. They won't have anything to do with you if you tell them you're lost, because they've already left you. You're an outcast from your enemies. They don't want anything to do with you. They turned their back on you and spurned you. You're an outcast from your family because they think you're crazy. You tell them that you're lost after having lived a long time in some little church. And you say, well, you know, the Lord opened my heart and showed me that I'm a lost sinner. Oh, they'll turn on you. Listen now, friend. Listen. So your only hope is the Lord. Your friends won't have you. Your loved ones won't have you. Your enemies don't want you. Listen, but this is the type of individual who is invited to come to the throne of God's grace. Did you ever remember the story where the Lord sent his disciples out to invite that group to the supper for his son, and they wouldn't come? One said he had married a wife. One said he'd bought a yoke of oxen. One said he'd bought a piece of land. They just wouldn't come. And what did the king say there? The bridegroom's father. He said, go out in the highways and the hedges and find the lame and the halt and the maim and the derelicts and all. I'm paraphrasing, certainly. But that's what he said. Go out there and find them. And that's what he told me to do. Go out into all the world and preach the gospel. I don't expect the highfalutin folks to come to Christ. They're satisfied where they are. The rich in this world's goods hardly ever come to Christ. It would be a miracle if they do. The Bible said it's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to be saved. Then that doesn't say that he can't be. It's just hard, my friend. It's hard because they're steeped in their riches, steeped in their honors and their societies and all of those things, and folks have patted them on the back. But listen, you take the poor old sinner treading down the road towards the throne of God's grace as a beggar, as an object of mercy, not having nothing to buy with. All of his old clothes are rags of self-righteousness. Do you see him trudging along there, weeping and crying? Everybody's turned his back upon him, except a few of God's children who are praying for him. Are you praying, my friend? Are you praying with the Trailblazer for an awakening across this country? Did you know our country is headed for hell? That's right. We're headed for hell as straight as a marten is to his gourd. You say, oh, we have a fine Christian nation. No, we don't have a Christian nation. No, we don't. How many times, my friend, have you been in a crowd or in a group where there's nothing but profane language, men and women, young boys, young girls, saying all of these four-letter words that you and I never heard of in our young life? We're not a Christian nation, my friend, no. We see our evangelists and preachers and televangelists living in harlotry, living in adultery with some harlot, taking advantage of some poor soul, my friend, in their office there. We're on dangerous ground, but one here and one there, the Lord's having mercy on a poor old sinner. He just, everybody's turning back upon him. But look, everywhere he looks, he finds none to help. Listen, no. Don't you see him trudging along there in your mind's eye? Can't you see him just condemned under judgment, a contemptible outcast? Have you ever been there? I have. Guilty, condemned to die. The guilt of sin weighs heavily upon him. You hear him crying, guilty, guilty, guilty. Just like the lepers there outside of the gate when they were fastened up in the city, the lepers would be on the outside and some poor soul would bring them a plate of something to eat. And as they approached them, they put their hand over their mouth and cried, unclean, unclean, unclean. They had to do that. That was the law. But listen, when this poor old sinner sees himself, no one has to tell him to cry. He tells the Lord, I'm guilty. He may not utter a word out loud, but he said, Lord, I'm guilty. I'm worthy of death. I'm just an object of mercy. Won't you have mercy upon me, O Lord? If I can only get to the throne of God's grace, I'll be all right. Listen, as he walks along, he's paying no attention to anyone. All of that goes by the wayside, my friend. You forget what your friends think. You don't care what your friends think. You don't care what your neighbors think. They're going to laugh at you anyhow. They laugh. Your friends laugh. Your foes laugh. Your friends have pity upon you, feel sorry for you. But listen, old Satan laughs and tells you no use. No use for you to go on, fella. You won't find grace there. The old flesh rebelled. His mind is so confused and the way seems so hard and so long till he wonders in his heart, will I ever come to the road, to the end of this road? Will I ever reach that throne of God's grace? Suppose the Lord comes before I get there. Have you ever thought about that, my friend? You putting off coming to Christ? What if the Lord comes before you get there? I have folks tell me, oh, I have plenty of time, preacher. I'm a young person, but did you know you don't know when your time's coming? The Bible says the instrument of death is already prepared for you. Do you ever read the obituary columns in your local paper? I do. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, dying and going out into eternity. I look at their pictures in the paper and I wonder, did they know the Lord? Suppose the Lord comes before you get here, my friend. Then the old sinner cries, help, Lord. Don't come before I reach the throne of grace. Did you know you can cry that prayer? Did you know you can cry that sinner? Lord, don't come. Don't come, Lord, till I reach that throne. Don't come before I get saved. Listen, Satan will put all of his taunts and his blasphemous thoughts into your mind, whispering lies, telling you that you're too rotten. The Lord won't have you when you get there. He reminds you of all those sins that you've committed back there, terrifies you with the law because the law says, he that sinneth shall die. Yes, condemned to die. Oh, if I should die before I reach the throne of grace, I'll drop into hell, he says, where I justly deserve to go. Satan tries to destroy him. He tells him, there's no hope. There's no hope for you, friend. No, there's no hope for you, sinner. You sinned away your day of grace. You may just well turn back, join the world, and many have, my friend. Many of our folks have been touched by the gospel here, and they turn back to their beggarly elements of the world, like a sow returning to her wallow, and a dog returning to his vomit. You may as well turn back, Satan tells you. If there's no hope, then you just as well go out and destroy yourself. That's what they say. It begins to dawn upon him that Christ died for such a wreck. And then he begins to plead his case. Oh, Lord, I'm contemptible. I'm condemned to die, and that justly. Oh, God, Christ died for such a wreck, and I plead nothing but his blood. Don't let me die, Lord. Christ, save me for Christ's sake. Lord, save me, else I perish. Have you ever cried those cries, my friend? I have. This is my plea that Christ died for me. That's a ground that you can stand on, my friend. This is pleading ground. That's right. Listen, with that he reaches the throne of God's grace. He finds there no murmuring, no condemnation. He looks up to see nothing but Christ who died for him. And he says, ah, there is the one who took my place. My sins are all forgiven. It is there that the Lord God of heaven stoops over the poor sinner and tells him to look up and see the Christ who took his place. The burden rolls away like old Christian did. He stands there forgiven, clothed in the righteousness of the Son of God. He stands there trembling. Is this salvation? Is this the throne of grace? Is this what I gave up friends and foes for? Ah, I can't believe it. My friend, what is salvation? What grace to a poor old wretch like me? Then he rises up singing, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When I've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's praise than when I first begun. Isn't that grace, my friend? Have you ever been there to the throne of God's grace? God's child goes there daily. Daily, hourly, I would say. Oh, maybe moment by moment to the throne of God's grace. Seeking assurance, seeking a new forgiveness, seeking comfort for his heart. That's where we find comfort, at the throne of God's grace. And the Bible says, come there boldly. Come boldly. Listen, the Bible, we're not intimidated. You as a child of God, you've been born again, adopted into the family of our blessed Lord. And we have nothing to be ashamed of. Our Lord paid our sin debt. We don't have that sin debt no more. We don't have it any longer. Now we can look up and say, thank you, Lord, for dying for such a worm as this old sinner is, just for the old trailblazer this morning. Folks, can you say that? Can you say, Lord, thank you for saving the old trailblazer and then saving me and giving him to us as a blessing to bring God's message and to knock back all of the little easy believingism that'll land up folks in hell? That's what we need, to cut away all those briars and bushes of easy believingism, decisionism, sentimentalism. Oh, my friend, there's nothing to that. That won't stand. That's not the rock of salvation. That's not that foundation stone, my friend. Have you ever made your calling an election sure, my friend? You say, how you do that, trailblazer? You go back and search your heart. Is your heart right with God? We sing a song here. Is my heart right with God? Oh, would you do that this morning? Would you ask the Lord, Lord, show me my heart. Lord, affirm to me, confirm to my heart that I belong to the King. Would you do that this morning? The Lord will show you. And then if you're not saved, he'll show you what's keeping you from coming to Christ. Maybe that old root of bitterness in your heart there. Maybe you thought it was put away a long time ago. Listen, folks, this is the old Trailblazer broadcast. I wish you'd sit down and write me. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis bringing your old Trailblazer broadcast to a close. Remember our mailing address.
It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my phone number is area code 225-664-8658. Until next time, may God bless you. Goodbye.